and I'm Paul, and this is Gamercast episode 10, which is brought to you live at 15:14 on January 22nd, which is a Sunday, 2006.
Yeah.
This is a very special episode where we're trialing out our funky listen live while we record it thing, as well as having a podcast later.
Which is pretty cool.
Because we get all the weird people in the chat trying to make us laugh. So, yeah.
Where's...
Cobb.
No,
Cobb is Knight of Bane.
Knight of Bane.
Yes, stop reading the chat.
Okay, I'll stop reading the chat.
The chat is only for important things that are not people talking.
Okay.
Right.
Woo! Live.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Woo.
I'll stop doing my making the screen go green again. Right, onwards. Letters, as usual. Right, we've got...
Try and make it a bit bigger.
Yeah, make it a bit bigger. I ain't got my glasses on.
Don't know how.
Actually, I can put my glasses on, but I can't be asked to go reaching for them.
Right, here we go. We're just making our show notes bigger because Adam can't read.
I'm blind. Bobman Classics. Yep.
So this is the retro show.
Yep.
Episode 10.
Right, one of our new...
Well, I say retro, we're not talking about retro stuff at all. We're talking about Xbox 360 again.
Bobman mentioned, and a few other people mentioned about classics, so...
Let's do a show with lots of stuff like that.
Yeah, a mixture between... We're going to go back old school, talk about some of the old games, our favourite games, first games we played, stuff like that. But also about retro now, what's being used, what's being liked, and also the fact with all the consoles bringing it back.
Yep, so we just had a message from Kajit on the chat room. Are we releasing this file? Yes, we are. It is still a normal podcast, so you still download it like normal. It's just we give people the opportunity to listen while we record it live as well, and like input feedback on the show while we're doing it as well.
For the people that are listening live, we shall be you're welcome to put your 10 cents in, and we shall be reading it out. Unless Paul keeps putting stuff over the chat so I can't read it.
I've got it this side now, don't worry. Chill, man, chill.
But yeah, because the same thing's going to be happening next week. It's not going to be live, but next week...
next week we've got the Uber video special.
Yeah, we'll be doing the whole... Because we'll be destroying the PlayStation 2, we'll do the rest of the show, actually all video. So you'll actually get to see us.
Oh no.
Yeah. But as well as that...
I'm going to have to sort my hair out.
We're going to be ripping the sound from the video, so that will be...
Putting that up as a normal podcast as
well.
Yeah,
so that'll be another podcast. So anybody that wants to listen to it and not watch it will be able to.
So we're going to have three files up next week. We're going to have video of the PS3 being destroyed on its own,
mm-hmm.
Video of the podcast with the PS3 bit in it as well, and then just the regular audio podcast.
Yeah.
Hopefully it won't be too insane because we'll be at your place doing it.
Yeah, we'll be at my place, crazy, in my tiny bedroom. Yeah, I apologise in advance for anybody watching, because from certain angles it looks like a really boring bedroom with just some bed and a window, and then from any other angle it looks like a corner of Toys R Us.
Cool, right, I'll start with some letters. We got a letter from Wester. He said, what's ASCU with Harrison Ford?
We've spent some time asking a few people what the whole ASCU meant. I still don't get it.
I've actually forgotten what it was. Catherine, what was it? Quick, on the chat room, tell us what it was. Talk about Harrison. We were talking about Harrison Ford because of Indiana Jones. They're making a new film.
I think that's what he was trying to talk about. That's all we can guess.
So we don't really know what the hell you want to about. I know you're trying to be clever using a fancy word. So whatever, shut up. Yeah, White West on the chat. We should get him on the chat and tell him to shut up. Darth Vader bit. Join me. Come to the dark side. PS2 blown up thing. Sounds awesome. Go for it, guys.
Yeah, that was...
What the hell? He was asking what's wrong with Harrison Ford. Did we say there was anything wrong with Harrison Ford?
Oh, I know what that was.
Don't shout.
Sorry.
You're screwing a man.
It's all gone. The screen's gone green. At the same time, when I was talking about Indiana Jones, I jumped straight onto talking about they're doing another Back to the Future. And I was talking about the Michael J. Fox, because he's got Parkinson's and because he's ill, he's only having a very small part. So he'll be playing He said he won't mind playing Marty again, but he said he only wants to be seen in a bit where he's old, so he can relax his body and do a bit of a kind of jiggering around that he doesn't look that bizarre. Because he wanted to be made up to look old.
Now what's that going to do Harrison Ford?
Because if he was asking because he wanted to know what's up with Harrison Ford, it might have been that. And I've got to try and read.
Harrison Ford was like way too old for the part. You know, if you know he's what? He must be late 50s.
Yeah, but India, it could be a bit further on in the future.
Exactly, but they can't have him as a main character, do you really?
Yeah, the autocrat seemed like sexy.
They should get Sean Connery to play the main part now.
Yeah, he's young enough.
Oh, he's in his 60s apparently. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Bloody hell.
So yeah, they can't be having him jumping around, leaping all over the place, can they?
I'm
23 and I can't even do that anymore.
my dad can't even get out of the couch. He needs that age.
Right, so what else? Wester being worked, that's one that are out of the way. Catherine says... we've got it on the show notes anyway. Wester was trying to sound clever. Right, okay. Wester's insane. Quakeaholic said, Wolfenstein is a killer retro title. And so is Doom. Half-Life 1, I don't think that's really retro. And Duke Nukem 3D, which I thought was crap.
Yeah, Duke Nukem 3D, I played it on the N64. It was alright because it was in that time when I was doing.
He's 63.
He's 63. Jeez, he's older than my dad. It was the whole time period when I was playing a lot, just before Perfect Dark, playing GoldenEye and loving the whole throwing proximity mines everywhere. And the only reason me and my mate ever played Doom was to rent it out because they had the proximity mines. I had a laser that came across. As soon as you stepped over the laser, it blew up. We had it for about a week, and I've never played it since. You know.
But Doom, I mean, you don't really need to say anything about Doom. Doom's obvious.
Yeah, you know, because they used the Doom engine for the first-person shooter I ever owned. Star Wars Dark Forces. Which I absolutely loved. Running around shooting stormtroopers that keep yelling at you, "Die, rebel scum."
Die. What else have we got? Catherine says about Sonic the Hedgehog, which is quite obvious, really.
Yeah, I must admit, Sonic the Hedgehog, I think...
What? Sonic 3 rocked, Sonic 2 was gay, stupid chemical zone. Sonic 2 was amazing.
Yeah, I must admit, I got further on Sonic 2 than I ever did on Sonic 3. I never...
I only had it on the Master System. I only had Sonic 1 and I completed that. It's only since I've like got a Mega Drive lately that I've played.
Yeah, I rented Sonic 1, got quite far through it. I've owned it, the whole Sonic collection on the GameCube obviously. But Mega Drive wise, I had Sonic 2, had Sonic 3 for a while, then I traded it in and got Sonic and Knuckles.
Sonic 3 wasn't bad, but I don't think it was good as Sonic 2.
Yeah, I just love the whole adding the cheats in. I can quite happily sit there playing as Supersonic. Supersonic ruled. Just the whole turning into a yellow Sonic the Hedgehog.
We had something from Bob Mann as well. Theatre of Death. It's a kind of early Command and Conquer without building of buildings. Instead, you control a small group of soldiers and kill the other group of soldiers. So that's cannon fodder.
Oh, cannon fodder on the Mega Drive.
Cannon fodder on the Archimedes.
Yeah. And the Commodore, is it the Amstrad or something? No, Amstrad. Commodores, to begin with an A. We had a 3.5-inch floppy. It was better than the 64. But yeah, that Commodore, my mate had that and he had... what game are we talking about?
Cannon fodder.
Cannon fodder, yeah, brain's going there. Yeah, cannon fodder. It just had the cutscenes in it, which are absolutely hilarious, where they were making up snowmen and then they were blowing up. Because I love the fact you went from desert, jungle, snow, just running around, and every time someone died, you had them still there, and you could create all the different names, and you had a massive line of soldiers to use going over the hill.
And the hill would slowly get covered in graves as you're like, you know.
And then I remember we were talking about this in a previous episode with the poppies.
I remember what I used to love. Whenever you played the game, you used to have a soldier that came out on top and was really uber racked up. and that was cool. And losing him was like, oh no, man, I lost my best guy.
Yeah.
And it really had some attachment with the game.
Worms original. Yes, I must admit, Worms. I must admit, for a game that was made at someone's home, it was.
We have to cut moose scenes. This is just people from the chat room
saying
stuff, so that's why we're all freaky out and trying to read stuff, and we're getting pretty confused.
Yeah, I must admit, Worms was good. I must admit, Worms is.
I never thought Worms was really that good. In that sort of category of games, I thought Tanks was good on the Archimedes. And what else was it? Red Tanks, Green Hills, and Water. I thought that was good.
I think Worms 2 was my favourite.
I was never into the Worms games at all.
It, just a little bit better. I just loved the whole Holy Hand Grenade and the, you know, Super Sheep and stuff like that. I must admit, the 3D Worms, I played on the first one on the Xbox. You know, it still holds its classic abilities, but it just kind of went a bit weird with the camera angles. Felt like you were being thrown around, tied to an end of a piece of rope. Going, Worms 2 Rockets.
Rocks.
Oh, Worms 2 Rocks. Played them when I was 8 years old.
Well done, Kajit. You've played a game.
How old was I when I played it? Oh, God knows.
2024? 25, I don't know.
Hey, I'm not that old. I'm 25 now. I'm not that old. Right.
Left.
Forwards.
What are we going to do now?
Pools all-time killer games.
Well, this is where I get to talk about games.
Here we go. Your time to talk. I'll shut up.
Most people probably won't consider a lot of these as retro because people seem to think retro means...
uber old.
People mean Jetpack. Well, I suppose Elite is retro in that, of course. But Dune 2. See, now that's sort of... See, a lot of people define retro as pre-90s.
Hmm.
And a lot of people, it really depends on their generation. I mean, you know, if you've got someone who's 30 old, retro is like 80s. People who are us, we've got the 90s was, you know.
Yeah, that's the thing. I suppose it all depends on your age, when you came into the games, what genre you're in, what you were playing on.
Dune on the Mega CD was not cool. Don't say that, people.
I think one thing to say retro would be something that's old that you can't get hold of anymore, but people want to get hold of it now. Stuff that is past the edge of sense of time, like anyone will quite happily pick up Sonic and play it and still think it's cool, even though the graphics is majorly old and there are better graphical Sonic games out today. People are still quite happy to play the old ones.
There's supposed to be Dune Box.
Is that it? Yeah. Oh no, is that Civilization or is that Chess? The top, the orange one. You got June.
The orange one is Civ 3.
June 2000.
Yeah. No, I had two copies of the June 2. I had a CD-ROM version with lots of funky music on it, and I had the regular floppy disk version on the Archimedes. Don't know where they've gone there.
Yeah, I would agree with what you've been saying in the chat room, liking all the generations of retro. Myself, I'm a big Nintendo fan.
Oh, shut up.
Nintendo. Right, carry on.
Right, yeah, we're going to do my section I talk.
Mm-hmm.
Right, first off, I'm going to do Elite first, actually, not June 2. Elite, I mean, there's no more to say about it. It's Elite. You know, it was really originally released on the BBC.
It was
ported to loads of consoles and computers. It was on there was an Archimedes version, which I think was the best version ever done. I mean, the C, Commodore and all that crappy versions, they weren't very good, really, compared to the Archimedes. Better have that in your mouth.
Before anybody thinks I've got something rude in my mouth, I've got my Chinese worry beads that I have around my wrist in my mouth, because I'm trying to be quiet.
Right, okay, Elite, I mean, it was just huge in scale. I mean, for anyone who doesn't know, it was a space simulator game, I suppose. Mm. Space trading / combat / mission / whatever you want. It was the first real free roaming game made. It was 88, I think it was originally released. I can't remember. But yeah, you basically started off with a ship and you were in a section of space and you had to, well, generally explore. And there were just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of systems you could visit. And they all had a space station, so you could go and trade between the two stations and stuff like that. And I just
wasted... Kind of like X2 and X3.
Yeah, X2 and X3 and Freelancer. They're all based on it, basically.
Yeah.
It was just killer, man. Yeah, that's when you're supposed to say something as well.
Catherine...
sat on the BBC.
We had BBCs at work. Well, one of our...
Well done, Catherine.
Broke it, I guess, then. One of our technology lecturers at school said that we were going to take all the BBCs and drop them out the second story window to smash them all to pieces so that we could rip all the gold bits out of them.
Cute.
Just to make some money off them because we couldn't sell them. I was little. Aww. I never had a BBC. The first computer we had, I don't even think it had Windows. I don't even know if it was a Mac or it was a PC. I think it was a PC, but it had, you know, Windows.
A GUI.
Yeah, but it was an IBM.
What computer was it?
I can't remember. So old.
If it was an IBM, it probably had Windows on it.
Yeah, but there was no colour to it. It might have been a really, really old version of Windows.
Windows 1 had colour.
It was all kind of white coloured in sort of stuff. It was colour, it was all coloured in really weird and stuff. And the mouse only had two buttons. Ugh.
Two buttons. That's what mice have, two buttons.
No, but before we ended up going to the three buttons, and then we came to two buttons and a wheel.
PCs have always had two buttons.
I remember having...
The computers were three buttons. The Acorn Archimedes...
Yeah, I keep forgetting.
It had select, menu, and adjust. Those were the three buttons.
Yeah, I remember that.
It actually had names, unlike a PC where it's left and right click. I remember what they were. Select would select something.
Well,
adjust would like
about
do
doing
the opposite.
Retro, you so start remembering all the stuff.
Menu. Cool, man.
I always remember a paint package that we had on our, I think it was our Acorn at school, called Flare.
Yeah,
and
I
it
had,
and it remember the paint tool, and you could make it. You had it like it was like having a skipping rope and pinning it to the floor in the middle and having it wet with paint, and you could go like that and it would paint a line and you could make it look like
and
fireworks.
And there was a poster as well, which was a really cool poster, sort of like Publisher Today.
Yeah.
For all those who don't know what the hell Acorn Computers are, they were a UK based company that really kicked butt computer wise.
I had an Acorn farm top while I was at school. It's really cool.
I was wondering one of those.
I got sort of one of the quite intelligent computer geeks to hook it up to the head of art department's laptop. Then we plugged it onto the internet while he was doing, because he was interested in what we were doing, and we downloaded Tetris and then installed it onto my palm top. And then I could sit there on my palm top playing Tetris. It was great.
Because I had the Acorn Archimedes 3010. And then I got the 7000.
Right, with your list. SimCity.
SimCity next, okay. No, let's get the box down. Where's it gone? Oh, I can't reach it.
It's too high.
SimCity was just one of those games which will always be remembered as being kick-ass.
Because he was the first one, obviously, so there was anything like it before.
Well, that we know of.
Yeah, you know, there may be something out there that was...
You know, I just wasted so much time, not just...
Sorry, squeak chair.
Not just building a city, but just playing around with the tech, and I used to build a city. And then I used to use the disasters, and, you know, just...
It is like...
Not having disasters for that sake, but just having, you know, how would the city react?
And yeah, what... Playing with the
just
whole
playing
AI.
Around with it.
Yeah, you know, it's good to have something like that and then smash it all up. It's like playing with...
SimCity 2000, yeah, as the Wesker person just said. Yeah, that was kick-ass.
Yeah.
3000 was a bit disappointing, and then SimCity 4 steamrolled a lot. Mm. EA really did a brilliant job with that. Although the expansion pack was a rip-off. That they still did the rip-off expansion pack thing. And the whole thing of importing your Sims from the Sims into it so you could see them live out their lives, that was stupid as well. Dune 2, let's do that. Dune 2 was amazing.
I've never played it.
You never played Dune 2? Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, it's really... I mean, look, I've got the 6 Dune books up there on my shelf.
Yeah, I love Dune.
It's what got me into it. Back then.
Mm.
And it was so well done. You could play as all three sides, and they had unique military and buildings. The Harkonnen never had a repair facility and stuff like that. But they had the Devastator tank, which was I just loved the bit. They had a description thing up where you could go to speak to your Mentat dude, and you could get the info of all the stuff, and it said the Devastator was a nuclear powered tank. That was just so cool.
Nukila. It's pronounced Nukila.
And you could actually blow it up in combat. If it was dying, you could actually blow it up to destroy everything around it.
Nuke it.
I'll have to show you that in a minute.
We had a microwave at uni that we swear that it was originally an engine, the nuclear reactor from a submarine. So bloody big. And it used to do it was like advertising of a car, because when you'd finish cooking the meal, it would rotate your meal round while not cooking it for 10 seconds with the light on, kind of like, this is what you've won. It rotated around after it had gone ding, and you could open it up while it was still rotating. We realized it might be a microwave while it's working or something. It's crazy.
We had a comment on SimCity. Isn't it Maxis who developed it? Yes, it is Maxis who developed it, which are owned by EA. EA bought them out and totally trashed them. Like they did with Bullfrog, Westwood Studios, who developed Dune 2. Frontier still are around developing Elite. But they've been doing things like Dog's Life and money-making things. Lemmings.
See, I think...
Lemmings
is still rocking, because we still have loads of those at work. Different ones brought back out in the PC section.
I mean, all the 3D ones are crap. Yeah, Bullfrog... No, Bullfrog was bought by EA. Then Molyneux ran away. I'm just doing the chat thing again. People can talk about it. Lionhead was what he then started up. Okay?
Bit kind of like...
This is really weird having a chat thing on, because everyone listening won't have a fucking clue what we're on about.
Yeah. Subscribe to live. Pay some money and we'll have more people.
Yeah, man. I mean, yeah. If you want to listen live, today's is like a test thing, really. We've only got a couple people connected. We just have 2 people connected, although 3 people are listening. If you want to donate, say, $20 a year, we'll get a server and, have lots of people being able to connect, because at the moment it's just being over my broadband link, which is only 256 up, which isn't really enough to do it a lot. Back on topic. Mm-hmm. Lemmings.
It's a shame.
Enough said.
Yeah. I wish I had my pumped up with me, because I got Lemmings installed on. Here we go. Don't crash it.
I'm not gonna crash it. Where did I put it? Lemmings. Go.
It's just the music once you start.
Let's do the first level. Just dig.
Let's go!
Yeah, man.
It's just the noises. It's just being able to do everything with your lemmings. Just rocks.
Pop, pop. And another game with more nuclear stuff. Nuke. I wasted hundreds of hours on that as well.
It's whatever.
Just not trying to complete the level, but just trying to get my lemmings to dig tunnels all the way through the level and walk around really
square. That's what I like. I like a game where you can do something. That's the thing that I loved about when Grand Theft Auto came out on the PC.
Same as Elite. Same with Dune 2.
You could do something else.
There was one level where it had a rocky bit going all the way across the map, and I used to send a mobile construction vehicle up to that and build a wall all the way along it. And the AI couldn't deal with it.
Yeah.
It just didn't. And I just used to just play with my men inside my little walled-in section and just mess around.
I know. I love being able to mess around. It's like being a big kid.
Well, it's the same as all the games I've mentioned. Yeah. They're all, you can all. That's the thing I like. With a game, you can do anything you want.
Mm.
With games today, some of them allow it. Some of them are really pushed to only allow that.
Yeah.
But a lot of them, especially the ones that sell well on consoles, are just locked in, linear, and you can't do anything.
Yeah.
They're not fun. You can't experiment with them.
You know, I was quite happy when I was playing Ocarina of Time, and I just ride around on my horse all day and then jump off a cliff into the river in Shenmue.
People are mentioning Shenmue.
I love that.
Shenmue's not bad.
I had it on my...
I played the demo on my Xbox. I played it about 5 minutes and got annoyed with that.
I had it on my Xbox, and oh my god, it took me all day to even get to the beginning because I watched the movie first because I wanted to know what had happened. That's a cool thing. Right, on to me now.
Yeah, do your part.
Retro of today, Nintendo Sega. So, you know, I would say
retro is a lie.
When anyone says retro to me, first thing that pops into my head is
elite.
Is Nintendo and Sega. That's what I think of. Computer games, I just think Nintendo and Sega, just on the old school, because that's what I think of as a kid. You know, that's all that was there. The console war was, are you a Sega boy or are you a Nintendo boy?
I was a Sega boy.
I was a Nintendo
Sega.
Boy.
Sega.
Then my mate got a Super Nintendo, so there was no point in me getting one, so I got a Mega Drive. And then we used to swap every week. But, yeah.
Woo!
Nintendo. First game I had was Mario and Duck Hunt. Duck Hunt rules.
What the hell? The Master System really sucked.
And
Nintendo
had
better games. Right. What? The Master System ruled. It had Sonic.
Yeah, that was the thing. That was the coolest thing. It's like you go to school and everyone would be like, yeah, I got Sonic. I'm like, no, I got Mario. And it was that whole kids' war, but it was so kind of like...
So stupid.
Yeah, it was stupid and immature, and people didn't care about it, even the people that were saying it, where these days you've got all this PlayStation...
Well, now it's a business. It's a big multi-billion dollar business.
Where before it was just kind of like, you know, preferences, opinions and stuff like that. But, no, what else is it? Mine's gone blank.
Silence.
Silence is golden.
Well, what's going on in the chat room? Let's talk about that. People are arguing over what consoles are better and stuff like that. So yeah, we won't bother getting involved in that.
My first one, Nintendo. Nintendo was good. It has a good selection of games. And with retro today, you know, people are still buying them. Nintendo carts are some of the ones on the internet, on eBay, go for a lot of money. It's like with people trying to get hold of all the old Zeldas. When Metal Gear Solid 2 came out on the PlayStation 2, a lot of the original Metal Gear were being sold for quite a lot of money going out then. Although, on that note, I do know that in March they are releasing on the PlayStation 2 Metal Gear Solid 3 Substance. And that one will come with the original Nintendo Metal Gear game 1 and 2. Which is quite good, which was the first
Funky.
One. As well as, I was telling Paul earlier, just a bit of news, throwing it in here off the top of my head.
Throwing it in here, totally in the wrong place, but who cares?
Yeah, who cares, you know, while it's in my head. Downloaded off the internet, technical trailer for PlayStation 3, so obviously it's just an animation.
Pre-rendered garbage.
Yeah, for Metal Gear Solid 4, Guns of the Patriots. Snake actually has grey hair now, still smoking cigarettes, and Otacon's back in it and stuff. And it was quite cool, very kind of Splinter Cell, but you could feel a little bit of what they'd done in Metal Gear 3, even though that's like a prequel. It's bizarre. But yeah, no, that was quite cool. Just wanted to throw that in there. But yeah, I would say Sega, you know, they went down fighting. I must admit, one of my friends, she is a major Sega nut, and she is basically getting hold of every Saturn game there is.
I got some she can buy if she wants them.
You got Saturn?
Hmm.
Yeah, she... all of them. It's like my mate James, he did the same thing with Dreamcast. It's like, you know, they are...
buy every game that existed on.
It is classic, I'd say, you know, where do you stop it from being retro? And does something have to be old to be retro? To be honest, I don't consider some games retro because they were crap when they came out and they're still bloody crap and no one ever bought them. So
it's like that E.T. game where they manufactured so many copies of it they had to like rent out a bit of a desert and dump them all there.
Yeah, because it's also like I would say like Sony had managed to get hold of Mega Drive's position where you're a console that's just got too many games and loads of cheap games that people play for 5 minutes and then just whiz.
Mega Drive, for all the people across the Atlantic, is the Genesis.
Yes, the Genesis. What was the Nintendo called? It was the Famicom. Yeah, it's the Famicom.
That's what the SNES was called.
Yeah, the Famicom, which at the moment they're releasing the new Micro has been released in the Famicom colours, which was burgundy, red and gold. Okay. Which also, you remember we had in the UK, we had the NES SP. They did the whole retro Famicom one that I saw, which was quite cool as well.
Catherine has the Famicom old school Micro.
Mm.
She imported it.
I've actually played on a Famicom.
How would you do that?
Well,
I played on a PC, man.
Well, and I actually have a Famicom game at home. It was quite cool.
Hardcore.
It is hardcore. Rules. What have I got? Peter Pan. I didn't know anything about region coding, neither did my dad, so when we got it home, it didn't work.
It's all.
So yeah, I've only played it once in my mate's Famicom while I was living out in the Middle East. But I've just been asked what Famicom game. It was Peter Pan. Just, and we have to apologise. We're a minute in advance of everyone else.
No, just maybe 20 seconds.
Oh, don't start that argument again.
I don't think it's a minute.
Yeah, a minute's a long time. I was getting my mum to do exercise today. We were doing this thing with her arms, pretending to hold books with weights. She was doing little circles, trying to do that, holding these weights for a minute, and she getting closer and closer to the minute. I said, keep going, and she's we were watching Sky News, watching the little clock change, she's going, I'll stop doing it when it gets to 41, and he just wouldn't get to 41, and we just sat there watching it, and by the time she stopped, it was just like,
well,
it hurts.
After the whale died.
Yes, the whale died, I know. Oh, I was hoping he was going to get out.
Nah, man.
It's all the pollution in the Thames that did it. He was trying, he was swimming as hard as he can, like, died. Poor thing. Oh, shame. But yeah,
and
I
all those people are calling him Willy. His name isn't Willy. His name is Mr. Whale.
Mr. Whale. Mr. Whale. But yeah, retro today, it has just been a big... go on, say it.
A dolphin game. You know the one.
Echo the Dolphin.
Bow. That game ruled.
Yes, that did rule. That, I must admit, that was the first one for the first game. You know, it's like...
I actually completed that game.
You're not shooting anything, it's just...
You're going around talking to fish and whales.
You know, it was all about the ecological sort of stuff. It's the first game to actually touch on it. I would say the second game would be based off a great concept, but ended up being a fad like Turtles. Captain Planet.
Oh man, I remember that.
I actually still have a figure. I got the guy that had control of fire.
Oh, I was in primary school, and someone called Craig brought the video in. He said it was like an environmental video that we could all watch, like for learning purposes. A teacher watched it and said he didn't think it's really suitable. Of course, that is a cartoon.
Captain Planet ruled. Turtles on the NES was amazing. I have a copy of it on my Commodore C64.
I think I played that.
Yeah, see, that was a great thing. I think this is the thing, it's like older generation and some of the younger generation that missed out on it, and with the whole...
Just out of a clue, they think FIFA is a football game, and whatever.
You know, they're not knowing about some of these old games and their experience for the first time.
And a lot of people are experiencing PlayStation 1 crap is their... what they started off with, and it was all crap.
Mm. You know, and they don't know about some of this Nintendo stuff, and I think that's what...
Well, a lot of people don't even know Nintendo and Sega existed.
Yeah.
A lot of people think the PlayStation.
Yeah, where it's all started. So, I think for that reason, a lot of it's been damaged. I think that's what damaged Nintendo. I think a lot of people are going to be like, whoa, when the new Revolution comes out. I still think they're going to call it something else when it finally comes out.
They will. I mean, they called the GameCube the Dolphin.
Yeah. So I'm excited to know what it is, but the whole downloading all the retro games is going to be good.
Cool.
So, retro, I think, is coming back, but it's only just started getting a gaming retro thing. It's only just started becoming fashionable now, isn't it? Hmm. In gaming styles, you know, like you've got the...
I mean, it's retro magazines now.
Yeah, which I get from time to time, which is really good. Looking at all the old school stuff before I played video games and stuff. Because the other reason why I'm looking exciting... Well, no, sorry, bad English there. Why I'm getting quite excited about this whole being able to access 20 years of retro games from Nintendo is the whole fact that there's a lot of games out there, some games we're talking about now, that I haven't played. And would like to play and cannot play until they re-release them.
I mean, there's Xbox 360 Live Marketplace, which has really given retro games, like simple games. So I don't mean retro as in old. I mean, you know, simple pick-up-and-play,
Robotron,
complete in 30 minutes games.
Yeah, Smash TV, Robotron, and some Medway games are on there and stuff, and it's just...
Street Fighter 2.
Yes, which is going to be an amazing...
Possibly Worms as well.
Yeah.
Games TM... Right, Catherine just said about Games TM. They've shut down, haven't they?
I'm not sure, I think so.
I think Games TM have shut down the magazine. Hello, people from the chat room. Feedback, please.
Gauntlet.
Games really TM, old. Dead.
Yeah, I've been playing Gauntlet.
I've played it, I thought, what the frack is this?
That's the one where you choose between an elf and a...
Oh god, I went down the bottom and got through the door and went up the top and I was like, oh my god, what the hell?
I love it. I would go around as an elf going like this, and we were supposed to be going out. It's like, no, I've got to complete this level. I'm an elf, and I've got to get to the end. It's great. But I think retro is...
No, hang on a minute. We're talking about Games TM in the chat room again. I think that the company that produced it has been bought out, and they've canned Games TM, and it's unknown if the company who just bought it is going to carry on doing it. But I'd imagine it will, because it's... probably the best multi-platform magazine there is.
Yeah. I always remember Games Master.
Games Master with Patrick Moore.
That was retro, wasn't it? This one, the Gamer Casco is quiet when we start reading.
Yeah, it's... We should stop doing this live thing because it's ruining the episode.
Yeah, we apologise if it's a bad episode.
It's the first time we've done this whole
thing. It's a test.
Thing.
It's a different concept.
Well, it doesn't matter because next week we're going to knock everyone down with our...
video. Is there anything else on the list of what we've got to
that's,
do?
That's it on the list, on that's the show it. Notes.
Right. What I would like to talk about now is, like, where is the whole retro thing going? You know, is it going to... Do you think it's going to last? Is this just a fad, or... I don't know, it's interesting. Because lately it's become a whole big thing, people coming round trying to get hold of games. Just like I've got all of my PlayStation 1 collection just exists of Dragon Ball Z games and all the Final Fantasies. But I'm a bit of a collector, so I try and get everything in mint condition and barely play on them sort of stuff. But I don't know, it's getting interesting because I like the whole Nintendo did the retro thing a while ago with, I don't know if anyone's heard of it, the... card reader for the Game Boy Advance, the Dot Matrix thing.
Ugh.
I have one of those at home, and I've got Donkey Kong on like 5 cards, and you basically power it up, and you get this little woman's voice talks to you as you load the cards, and you have to swipe them through backwards and forwards, different sides, and then it goes Dot Matrix complete, and then you can play Donkey Kong. But I never use it because every game that I've got on card, you can play all those retro games on. Animal Crossing. You buy yourself a little Nintendo in Animal Crossing, you can put a NES in your bedroom, and you can play like the original tennis and Donkey Kong and stuff like that.
I didn't know that. That's cool, man.
You know, Nintendo themselves allow them to have the whole retro thing going. That's what I love about that.
Well, this thing, like Wesker just pointed out in the forums, is to make money.
It's nice to have it all brought back, though. It reminds you of your childhood.
Yeah, I mean, if they release Sonic on Live Arcade, I'd buy it.
Yeah, me too. Just to have it there, to pick it. It's a game you can just pick up, you know.
You have to put a disc in, which is just annoying. That's why I always played Live Arcade games, because putting a disc in a console is bloody annoying. you know, you have to press the eject button.
Sometimes I play a lot of the arcade games because I'm just waiting for me to get a flavour of what I'm in the mood to play. I'm sat there thinking, shall I race something?
You can just flip through the games really quickly.
Yeah, I can play it and then switch it off, play something else, and then play a bit of a Duel, and then play a bit of
Geo Wars.
Yeah, Geo Wars, that's what I was thinking. You know, and then I think, right, yeah, bugger it. Oh, pool's online, yeah, let's have a bit of a race and shove in Project Gotham Racing 3. But I think the retro thing is going to help a lot of consoles now, with the whole old school, new school sort of thing, with Nintendo coming in. I think we're between Nintendo's new concept of making games different with this whole one-handed controller, and also the fact that they've proven that it can work with the success of the DS, and then with the whole package that the 360's showing. I think because I was watching an interview with the head of Nintendo, and he was saying the day of having great, amazing, realistic graphics being key to success is over. It's over in this generation, I think. I must admit, I do agree with them a bit. It helps,
possibly, but you always have to push technology.
Yeah, but
this is, let's face it, the game industry is a technology industry.
Yeah. My point is,
it's not just entertainment.
We've hit that level now where the realism.
It is practically realistic. You take PGR3.
Do we need to go any further? Should we be paying more attention to get the technology, as you were saying? Use the technology for gameplay and to make the game better than making it look even realistic. I think we ought to leave it. I must agree with that. Leave it as it is and start paying more attention. Because I must admit, this controller has got a lot of technology and it's better than.
Point out, Microsoft Research have had a similar idea for years, but they use it to control home appliances.
Mm.
Which the 360 is going to have one as well.
Yeah, I think it's better. I think they need to push it. Like someone just said,
Gameplay.
I totally agree. Gameplay is the way to go. You know, I'm quite happy with. I like cool little things. I like little quirky stuff that's been added to it that's different. Something new, something different, not repeating the next game, the last game that came out sort of thing. You need to push it a little bit more, which I think is a nice way of doing something. Like, I must admit, I'm looking forward to
Oblivion. Wahey.
Oblivion and Ghost Recon. Pushing all the little things. But as someone was saying about wanting retro, where retro games have come from, you can see so much of what's today. You can follow that history all the way back to the retro.
Worst thing, to quote Karl Marx, I can't remember now. No, I can't remember. I'll have to look it up. Hang on a second. Just carry on talking, I'll find it.
Yeah, everything has its story. It's the same with films. It all comes back from something, and someone repeats it again, changes it, adds their 10 cents, and it pushes it forwards, which, you know, is quite cool.
Yep.
You look at series that their first game was retro, and they're still bringing out, because you could look at two major Uber ones which started on the Nintendo.
If you go, hang on, I'll just butt in again with my
go on, say it.
What I was going to say about, you can track games from their very beginnings, and you can see the influence all the way through. To quote Karl Marx, men make their own history, but they do not make it as they please. They do not make it under circumstances chosen by themselves, but under circumstances directly encountered and transmitted from the past.
I completely agree with that.
All the dead generations of humanity weigh like a nightmare on the brain of the living.
And it's the same with the games.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the same with everything, isn't it?
That's what I'm liking about. This is why I'm going a bit Nintendo crazy at the moment.
What
is
the hell? Postmodernism? Get that postmodernism crap off my chat room.
It's like what he was saying. It's like we've gone down this dark alley of believing that a console requires a controller that needs two hands, like that, holding your hands together closely.
Hang on a minute. Kajit says in the chat room that Oblivion is beyond verbal description. That's a good way to put it.
I don't know, I suppose it could be a visual description. You could just look there amazingly, like, orgasmic and dribble out of one corner of your mouth going...
It is that good.
Yeah, you know, I think that's a good way of describing it. Homer looking at a donut.
Or a human being looking at oblivion.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty much the same sort of thing. But, yeah, I would say that it's this whole new gameplay, taking computer games to a new area. Because look at people going, oh, I can't wait till the next Grand Theft Auto.
No, I can't wait till my next chav game comes out. I'm a chav with my chav game.
But they're getting bored of them so quickly, because it's nothing new. Everybody wants to replay a game that they had. That, you know, you play a good game, you can't wait until there's a sequel. But when the sequel comes out, it's never as good as the experience you had the first time.
Exactly.
It's like movies. You need something new. You need something different. And that's the problem. A lot of them is just repeat. Look at, as soon as a console comes out, let's just repeat everything, every success we've already done. I admit, near enough every console has done it. Every console has done it.
Well, you have to do it from a business point of view.
Yeah. What sells, bring it back out, revamp it, make it look good. Fair enough, that's all good and well with a new console, but it's annoying when the publishing companies start doing that, thinking, let's just revamp this and do it again. Need something new and different, and that's what I'm liking about this Nintendo. It's like there's going to be games available that would normally be crap, because you can't do that with a controller. It's just, why would you want to play the game? But look at the success with the iToy. You can do games, you know, sitting with a stupid character hitting a rubber robot. What fun is that? You know, it's the worst version of Street Fighter ever created. But if you stand there on the screen and you're punching a virtual rubber robot, that's enjoyable. And that's what I'm liking about this
I'd get bored pretty quickly.
I'm just liking the difference side of it. And that's what I'm liking about this being, you know, that video for the controller really gets me excited. That shows that Chinese guy, and he's swinging the sword around going, ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. You know, and I'm just thinking, oh my god, they've got to have a Star Wars game with a lightsaber, for Christ's sake.
Oh man, that would be cool.
Episode 3.
Or just using that controller for Oblivion. I mean, you could use it for sword, or you could use it...
For bow.
Yeah, for the bow. You just pull the thing back and...
Yeah, you literally just...
That'd be cool, man.
You know, the possibilities are endless, and the possibilities could not be done before. And, you know, if everybody starts it up, start a new craze, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be uber.
Uber hardcore.
You need to look at... That's the other thing why retro is good. You need to keep retro alive. You need to keep reliving the past, because you need to learn from past mistakes or past success to make a success in this industry, I think.
Last thing, what I believe in strongly is remaking games, keeping the gameplay identical and just revamping the graphics and sound. I mean, take Sonic 1, remade to have 3D graphics, although it'll still be a 2D scroller. It'll have, the graphics will be
the new
lovely.
Sonic the Hedgehog on the DS?
Yeah.
Success, you know, it's a good way to go. I was going to say something else then, that's in my life, but I've forgotten that.
This is the problem when we don't have anything in the show notes.
Yeah. This is the thing, it's retro, you can just talk for ages.
It's like the show, by our schedule, would have finished 20 minutes ago.
Yeah. But...
Original Sonic wouldn't be as good as remade 2D is good. You didn't understand what I was saying. Sonic as a 2D scroller but with new graphics. That's what I'm saying. Wesker. You know, Wesker is so annoying. It's too close to Wester. You know, Wester and Wesker. Change your name. I'm going to start calling you Wester if you don't care.
Yeah, that'd be insulting.
Don't cry. Aww. See, it's not a minute delay. It's only like 10 seconds.
Just call her Cap.
Captain. Okay, Cap. Captain.
Captain Wesker. Wesker.
Captain Albert.
Wesker. I'm trying to not say whiskers. Sorry, I'm not meaning anything bad by that. Just call her Charlotte. Yeah, I can handle that.
Okay.
I had a friend at school called Charlotte. She loved hedgehogs. It's weird.
Okay. GamerCast Adam's Life, part 1.
When I was a small boy, I had a little friend. It was a grain box and it was called Nintendo. Okay. I think the retro this whole revolution with the whole 20 years of old games, like we were saying before we started the show. Speaking
of that, we're now in the third decade of Windows. 20 years of Windows. Damn right.
Alrighty then. Okay, I'm losing my concentration now. One little note, that if there's anybody that listens to this and has got anything to do with Sega or Nintendo,
give us some money. We've got positions for sponsorship now available.
Well, yeah, that too. I was going to say, I do hope that if the Nintendo 20 years of retro games downloadable for the Revolution, or whatever it's called, when that comes out, if that's a success, I just hope that they just turn around and go, right, Sega is just given permission to have every Sega game on there. That would be sweet.
Yep.
You know, you can relive Definitely. Your entire childhood. Because some games they try and remake is like that Alternate Beast or something like that on the Mega Drive.
Yeah.
That got remade as game on the PlayStation. Sometimes remaking games, classics, does not work. But then sometimes,
if you keep the gameplay the same, the experience is the same, but it doesn't look as dated. Because that's what I find. I mean, people say gameplay matters all the time, blah, blah, blah. If gameplay matters all the time, why can't I play Empire Earth anymore? Because it just looks so dated.
That thing I forgot earlier, I remembered it now. A game that people would absolutely uberishly love, even if they ended up...
Uberishly.
New word.
New word.
Brought to you by GamerCast. Final Fantasy VII. Remade to look how they're looking now. Or even better, to look, you know, if they bought the rights and they re-released Final Fantasy VII on the 360 with graphics like Ghost Recon. You know, even if it's in exactly the same bloody game, it would sell out.
Well, that's the thing id Software had toyed with doing. They toyed with remaking Quake 2.
Final Fantasy sucks. Sorry, Final Fantasy 7 sucks, they said.
We needed to say chat room and then say it, because otherwise people listening will have a clue what's going on.
Yeah, Final Fantasy 8, not Final Fantasy 9. Yeah, I must admit, I was brought into the Final Fantasy world from 9 onwards, and then I went back and bought all the old ones. I must admit, I love Final Fantasy 4, and 5 is one of my favourites, actually. See, I would like them to remake Final Fantasy 5.
I would like them to remake... they should remake Dune 2 again. And remake Elite, but don't crapify it like they did with... Well, not crapify, but just lose the bit that was there from Elite, like we've redone with X2/3 and Freelancer and the other series in the series.
Final Fantasy 7 is overrated. Yeah, I agree on the 7 being overrated, but now that I've got into the story and played the game a bit more, I'm liking it. Even more so now that I've watched Advent Children, which rocks. It does rock, by the way. Seeing me being a professional animator, it just like...
Oh. Professional animator without a job.
I have had a job. I did work as an animator once during the summer. I actually had made a film, but my name has been in credits. I have a copy of it at home. It's called The Beach.
Dungeon Keeper, that'd be cool, yeah.
Yeah. You know, stuff like that would be really cool. You know, I think it's like... just for argument's sake, look at the Warcraft series and what they did with going from that series
to home strategy
to jump into massive multiplayer online, which is basically, if you look at it, take away the offline, it's gone from strategy to an RPG third person. But it's still got the same feel. I've never played,
it's in the same universe, so it's got the same feel. It's like you were on about last week with Final Fantasy XI.
Yeah, it feels Final Fantasy, even though that it is an online game. And I think they need to do that. People have to be paying more attention to that and going back to some retro games and trying to bring the feeling that made them good, but modernize them and even take them out of their original genre. Just take a storyline. There's one series that I want to bring back is Wing Commander.
Halo, real-time strategy.
Yeah.
In, like, with spaceships like Homeworld.
Yeah, that would be absolutely amazing.
And you can have the little chief. You can send him out the airlock and go and, like, storm another ship.
Yeah, yeah, that would be absolutely amazing sort of thing. And, you know,
experiment with decent stories already. Don't be afraid to,
Wing Commander was out for a major long series, and I love the live-action cutscenes, but it was limited by its graphics and gameplay. You brought that out on the PC now with the uber graphics you can get these days.
Have you seen Free Space?
Free Space? No, I haven't.
I'm going to have to show you that when we're finished, yeah?
Cool. But yeah, something like that would be amazing. And like what you said with the Hell Halo, I must admit, there's been one idea which I don't mind blattering out. If anyone makes it, I'd be quite happy, because if they make it, then I'd be even more happier. But having a game where you... This is what got me excited about Halo, before it was called Halo, when it first came out, because they were on about, if you were a driving nut, you could be the guy that drives the car. If you're more into flying, you could be the guy that was in the spaceship. And if you're more the third-person shooter, you'd be the grunt on the ground. Now, fair enough, it was like that, but it got away from it a bit. But I want something like that. I want it so that if you're more into kind of like your vehicles and technology and stuff like that, you are the guy that gets in the truck and you're driving, or you're the grunts everywhere. All of the massive Quake fans will all be the grunts with the machine guns and the BFGs running around.
It's like Team Fortress.
And then
you play the class of character you want to play.
Then this whole Ghost Recon with the headsets. So you're being told where there's enemies and stuff. I want all that to be done via drones with someone in a command center at the beginning of the base, and all he does is he clicks on this thing and he loses his character. He can't see his character anymore, and he's just got a big map, and it's a RTS. Yeah, an RTS game, and he can highlight teams and tell them to go here. They don't have to follow. They'll start wandering off, and he's going, over here, over here. And these grunts are saying, no, I'm going this way, mate.
Well, yeah, in Battlefield 2, have you not seen it?
I've seen you playing it, but...
You've not seen the commander mode. You can be a commander on the team, and you have to hide somewhere, obviously. And you just get the map up, and you can call artillery strikes down.
Yeah.
And perform aerial recon so you can find out where the enemy are, and then guide your team to them.
Yeah.
So there's loads of things like that already.
But I would like it more, like, from their perspective, they're playing an RTS game. But while they're playing it, the cool thing about it is all those little grunts, it looks like an RTS. You'll see little grunts running around. And they can move the map around camera like Command and Conquer, like Dawn of War style sort of thing. But those men they're clicking on are actually, there's a real person on Xbox Live or whatever, and they're a third person running around shooting. And from their perspective, as soon as they're highlighted, they realise all of a sudden they see an icon above their mate's head, and they go, "Oh, I've been tagged with him." Oh, and there's a floating, visible arrow pointing in a direction, and someone saying, "Oh, bad guys that way. Come on, guys, we're heading this way." And then you can put in a request saying, "I want a vehicle," and then they click on the pilot saying, "Drop this tank here so he can blow that person up." It'd be cool.
Definitely. This episode's nearly an hour long.
Yeah, I apologise. Longest episode ever. We keep talking. It's
this chat room, you see. They keep posting stuff that we've got to talk about. Let's just close it.
No, I think we should bring the episode to an end, and then we'll carry on chatting to everyone else.
Yeah. I think that's cool.
Okay, there. Right, that's it for...
Wait.
Something else? Go on, say your bit.
You've got to do the end bit. Feedback.
Feedback, yes, sorry.
At gamercast.net.
Mm-hmm.
You can also post on my blog.
Yeah.
Order forms at portforms.net. And if you really want to be hardcore,
emails.
Feedback at gamecast.net, like I said at the beginning. Episode 12, we should be doing another live chat thing. At the moment, we can't have that many people connected because, as I said earlier on, we're limited by bandwidth. But if people want to throw some cash away to actually rent out a proper media streaming server, we could even do live audio to hundreds of people, or live video.
Mm.
And we can, you know...
Put the webcam on. You can actually see what we look like. Oh, God.
Where's the Darth Vader mask?
Yeah. Actually, that's something with... Going back to the letters with the whole Darth Vader thing, that's behind basically when we do the next episode, which we'll film this week before weekend. I said I'm going to put my Darth Vader helmet on. I'm not going to do the whole episode in that helmet, though, because I'll start sweating like crazy.
I think I'll start laughing if I'm talking to Darth Vader.
I think it'd be quite good to do the opening sequence and you wear your Russian hat and I'll wear the Darth Vader helmet. Ah, sweet. Cool.
That's it for this week.
Yep. And next week...
we have something special.
Yep. Instead of live, it's all video, so...
all video with death and destruction.
Yes. Death and destruction of a PS2.
Wahey.
Wahey. Alright, that's it for me.
Yep. That's it for me as well, so catch you later.
Catch you later. Bye.